This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Funky Buddha Happy Hour, 5 o'clock hour here on the Hawk and Crowder Show. We'll have Sports Day coming up at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have the Inter Miami broadcast at 7. I've got 10 big ones on Inter Miami. I actually felt like a big spender, Crowder, because when you go on, like when you place wagers on the Hard Rock app, I don't know if my settings are just different because I usually bet low amounts, but it usually asks you like the quick clicks are usually either $3 or $8. So I feel like I'm a big baller when I go up to 10 big ones.
Your clicks are $3 and $8?
That's like the shortcut. Like they give you like the quick click.
At the bottom.
Yeah, at the bottom. Yeah, my clicks are
three and eight.
Three
buttons.
Yeah, what are yours?
Oh, my life is going downhill.
So you got different. So they customize it based on the person.
My low, yeah, they do. They have to because my low is 40.
Your low is 40? My low is 3.
My first button's 40. My second button's 125, and I think my third button, I've never touched it, but I think it's like 50. Yeah.
So let me pull this up now.
Donald,
so
you ain't really trying to win, Donald, with that fedora on.
If I wanted to place a wager on, just as an example, I'm probably not going to lock this in, but if I wanted to go Raptors minus 4.5 in summer league, yeah, my options are $3 and $8. They actually defaulted to the $8 because they must feel like I'm a big spender today.
Would the app, if you tried to bet like 20 or 40 bucks, continually ask you like, are you sure? Yes or no? Are you sure? Yes or no?
I don't think so, but I will tell a quick story because I used to have periods in my life where I'd bet a little bit more than $8. And you know what, there was this offshore sports book that I used to use, and I would frequently wager on just about I'd probably do like 5 wagers a day on average, and I'd, you know, probably would lose most of them, but I would do about 5 wagers per day on average. And I remember I went through like a 2-day stretch where I just didn't bet on anything. Like I just kind of let it rest for a couple days. And then I get an email like from the service. Like it was like a wellness check. Like they wanted to make sure I was okay because they hadn't heard. So like 2 days not placing a bet, my site got worried about me, and they sent me an email to make sure I was okay. I don't even think my wife was as concerned about me as they were.
Because they got to check up on the dummies like us.
Yeah.
Man, we need this. That's betting on, you know, the over of the backup kicker getting a field goal in. They check on me.
I was like pretty steady, like 5 wagers a day. I took a couple days off and they checked on me.
Yeah, I got to reset my password now and all kind of stuff. I don't know what's going on.
Oh, I hate every now and then they make you do that, or they make you log in again for the first time in a minute. Yeah, I don't like that. All right, well, what I do like are some headlines from Dan Day. What's going on, Dan?
They're brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. The Miami Heat moved to 3-0 at the Vegas Summer League just a couple of minutes ago, defeating the Mavericks. Khalil Ware, he had a big day, 24 points, 10 rebounds. They have one more Summer League game this Friday, 9 o'clock at night against Toronto. They take the best four teams' records to move on to the semifinal playoff. And if there's more than four undefeated teams, it goes by point differential.
Huh. Well, I know we blew out Oklahoma City the other day, so we might be good on the point differential.
Yeah, we're good. Right now we're at the top of the Summer League.
Let's go. Summer League. If we can't win the league, maybe we can win the Summer League.
Is that a big thing, the Summer League champion?
There's a trophy at the end. I think we – didn't we win the Summer League recently?
Last time I remember a team winning the Summer League was back when the Lakers had Lonzo Ball on the team. I was like, oh, they actually have a championship? And like, what's his name? His dad was sitting there going, told y'all my son will win a championship.
I mean, winning the Summer League isn't nothing. I know people try to diminish it, but you actually – you have professional basketball players – beating other professional basketball players en route to a championship. It's not nothing.
Isn't it the dad of the Ball brothers?
The dad of the Ball brothers?
Yeah, the guy that talks a lot of...
Yes, who I was just talking about, Lonzo. Lonzo Ball.
There you go. Yeah, his dad.
Were you listening, Jimmy? He literally just told that story 30 seconds ago.
No, he's thinking about what the dad's name is.
Oh.
Jimmy and I spent a lot of time together.
LeVar Ball's the dad.
I've been spending a lot of time with Jimmy. I understand what he means and what he says.
Jimbo, my man. Donald, I have to correct you. You know you're my boy. These are not professional basketball players playing against professional basketball players.
They're getting paid to play basketball. They're professional basketball
players. These are draftees and free agents that are trying to figure out if they're able to play at a professional level.
Agree to disagree. To me, if you're getting paid to do your craft, that makes you a professional.
NIL.
They're professionals now. I'll say it. I know the NCAA won't say it. I will.
So what about the backup guard that's getting that $50,000 for all offensive linemen? Is he a professional?
He's a professional.
You're real willy-nilly with the professional title.
But if you look up professional in the dictionary, I'm pretty sure it would tell you if you get paid to perform a craft, it makes you a professional.
I hate you.
Well, let me look it up. Hold on.
All the hard work Crowder did, like literally the hard work to get into the NFL to be called a professional football player, has now just gone out the window.
Engaged in a specified activity as one's main paid occupation rather than as a pastime. So unless this is like the second job or the side hustle for these guys, then they're professionals.
But
are they driving Uber, but they're working Summer League on the side? Could be.
Back in the day, when Big Randy played in the league, everybody that played sold cars in the offseason. They were all car salesmen. Really, they made like 50 grand a year. So
I guess if anyone who made, and there probably were some who made more money selling cars than playing football, then I think that would make them that football would be the side hustle.
Oh, so all my work I put in to be called a professional. Now you're throwing in these G League guys with professional athletes, Donald.
Yeah. I mean, if I were a lawyer, that would be my argument saying that this is why they're professionals.
I see your argument, but we're going to fight next time we see each other.
I don't want to fight you. Prefer not to.
Okay. Too late. You pushed this argument too far.
Sorry. Lionel Messi, he's not playing tonight. He's got a grapefruit ankle. Inter Miami, though, will play Toronto FC 7:30, pregame 7 o'clock here on 560 WQAM. Messi's also going to be out Saturday when they face the Chicago Fire.
By the way, someone raises a fair point that would be the legal argument. So they say with NIL, you're technically not being paid to play the sport. Mm. They're being paid to represent the sponsor. Now, my counter argument would be, uh-oh, I mean, why are they representing the sponsor? Because they play football. But to be fair to what I stand by my G League and my Summer League comments, but to be fair to what he said on NIL, technically they're not getting paid to play football. They're getting paid to advertise those products because they're football players. But it's a fair point.
Thank you, Texter.
It is true. They're advertising. They're not getting paid quid pro quo, as we would say in the law industry, which I know. Right.
Dan's a lawyer.
Yeah, no.
Would it surprise you if Dan has a law degree he just randomly doesn't use? Like, nothing would surprise me with Dan Day.
If Dan was Elon Musk's son, I'd be like, sounds good.
Yeah, like he told Elon, Dan, I want to make my own way, Dad.
I'm the opposite of Bronny James. No, don't help. Yeah. No help here. No million. Not even a million.
I'm going to go with Day. The hell with this Musk.
Yeah. Brother, struggle out in the streets.
Dan could tell me anything in the world and would not surprise me. I've been around Dan too long. Dan is an interesting
very
bird. I had to use my synonyms.
Yeah, I was trying to think. You know what I did this past week, and I went to Gecko, living the life.
It's just weird. Dan goes to Grutman's restaurants that are the top restaurants in the world. Listen to this, Dono. He was confused and went on Open Table and just got reservations. He didn't know it was one of the most high class restaurants in the nation.
Wow.
And they wanted to charge him $25 to cancel his reservation. He's like, I'm not giving y'all $25. So he went to a place that every entree is $100 because he didn't want to give him $20.
Dan, I would have done the same thing. Yeah, I would have done the exact
Dan thing. Dan Day is an amazing human.
I love that. But he's right. I would have, like, I understand what you're saying, that he still would have saved money by canceling the reservation. But there's a principle there, Crowder. I'm with Dan on this. I would have done the same thing. You could have told me, oh, by the way, the meal may cost you and one companion $1,000. I would still say, but I'm not spending $25 just to tell them I'm not coming. I couldn't do it.
A surprise, too. I thought Bad Bunny would own a restaurant that had something other than Japanese steakhouse, but went in there.
Hey. That food was tiny, but that food was good.
It is good, man. The atmosphere is cool, man.
As I tell you, what's it called? Gecko, Komodo, Sexy Fish. Mm. I'll give you some other names. Man, listen, it is a mortgage payment to go to dinner. Yeah. I get water.
I was like, y'all don't have PBR? Can I get a Pabst Blue Ribbon? No.
Listen, no, then. Water. Sparkling or still? Uh-huh. Tap. Yeah. I want tap. Just give me a cup of ice. I'll go to the bathroom. I'm not paying y'all $9 for tap water. Get out of here.
Real quick, the Red Sox, Jaron Duran hit a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the fifth to lead the AL past the NL in the All-Star game. He was named MVP.
Anything else?
Yeah, every once in a while, since, Hawk's on vacation and Solana's flying wherever, let's go ahead and take a step into the day spa.
Do it.
Get a hold of this. A bride got mad at her friend for bolting during her wedding reception because it was a dry wedding reception. So the bride goes to her therapist, tells her about how upset she is, and the therapist sided with the friend who bolted from the dry wedding reception.
That is a great therapist, being honest, because, I mean, who holds a dry wedding? I went to a dry wedding once, Dan, and it was for people I didn't know. It was like somebody who used to work with my wife, and worst wedding ever. I hope they're now divorced, like, because they deserve it, the karma.
I'm out of here.
I don't blame him. I might go to the ceremony and then, like, leave him some crappy gift, like cat food or something, and be like, I can't stick around for the reception. But you don't want to eat? No. No,
nah, I don't want that. It's a dry wedding. What you gonna have? Spam, ramen noodles.
They're already cutting corners.
You're already
I'm
cutting
sure you
corners.
Know what dry means, but yeah.
You don't want to serve any liquor. I know you cutting corners on this food, man. No,
that's a good point. That's a real good point, Crowder.
Yeah. I don't even like the pay bars.
No,
invited me to a party.
Yeah, I'm a guest.
Yeah.
I don't care what y'all say on that stage. I'm coming to a party. And now this party, I have to pay to drink? You get out of here.
I've been to one of those too, but still better than dry. At least you've got a choice, even if you have to pay for that choice.
Yeah. Every venue has one of those pool bars, though. You can walk outside, grab you a drink, come back in.
Yeah, that's what I tell them.
Yeah, this one, the one I'm thinking of, didn't. It was at like a community like rec center or something. Mm. There was no pool bar. Yeah.
When it's a pay bar, I tell them don't check my pockets, because you know what's in those pockets. I gotta go to my car.
Yeah, right.
You got a balcony.
You got a balcony. Oh goodness. Happy endings for everyone there.
Well, this is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Give it to me, baby.
Hawk and Crowder.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
A lot of appreciation there to Zach Gelb for joining us, and to Solana. Although Solana just, you know, he got up and left early in the show, so I don't know how much I should be thanking him. But really good stuff today. And Crowder, you got that Tampa Bay Bucks hat on now. Hey. I always appreciate working with you.
Yes, sir. I got a comedy show Sunday night in Tampa. The same thing I was doing, so now I'm moving around the state. So that's why I'm up in Tampa. I'm promoting my comedy show, and I'm doing it at the Funny Bone in Ybor City Sunday night at 6. So anybody knows people in Tampa, tell them come on out to the Funny Bone.
You do a great job, by the way. I haven't had a chance to see you live yet, but I always see the clips, and I'm like, you're a freaking natural at that. I mean, I guess you're pretty much a natural at everything you've set out to do. The football thing I'm not so sure about, but radio and comedy and hosting, very good.
That's what I said, man. This football thing, why can't I be good at this? I wish if I was good at football, I wouldn't have to do all this crap I'm doing now, Dono. It's crazy.
That's a fair point. So you got the comedy this weekend. I said, is Marcos going to be out there with you? I saw him tweet something about that.
Marcos is since the first show in Miami. So I've done Miami. I did Dania. I did 2 shows in Detroit. And Marcos, he's the host, and he opens for me in all my shows. So Marcos kind of he does the technical side. Like, Marcos is amazing. So people that know Marcos from Tobin and Leroy and all that, we actually work together on the comedy stuff too. And Marcos is hilarious. Marcos has a hell of a set. He's a funny dude.
Well, I mean, I know you're saying that, but I think the good strategy is you have somebody open for you who's not that funny. That way you can crush right after. I know.
Hey Marcos, let me have that let me have that heat joke. Let me That was a good one. Let me get that. Yeah, no. It's fun, man. And just doing it together and working together, man. It's a lot of fun. But this is they're the second out of market, because Dania and Miami are in market, so people knew me. But now Tampa's kind of out of market. Still got the Gator contingency, Dolphin fans, you know what I'm saying? Like South, the Florida fan base. So I'm going to see what Sunday night is like, but I'm excited.
Oh, that's cool, man. So huge shout out to Crowder. Thanks to Dan Day and Jimmy on the other side of the glass for doing excellent work. And I'm actually going to be back with the Tobin and Leroy show tomorrow. So I hope Marcos didn't hear me just trashing him, because I'll be working with Marcos again. But Solana will be back, or no, he won't be back. Who's on the show tomorrow? Who's on this show tomorrow? Is it Dan and Crowder? There you go. I'm getting the thumb. No.
Dan and Dono.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm not doing this show tomorrow. I'm doing Tobin and Leroy tomorrow.
I'm gonna give you a quick update on my knowledge of anything that goes on in my jobs. I just show up and where everybody tells me to go. Even with comedy, my wife sets up everything. I just show up and talk. Yeah.
Well, some version of this show, which I think will include Appel, who does an awesome job, Dan and Jimmy, they will speak with you mañana.
You're a good-looking dude, Dono.
Thank you.
You need the
That's all, folks.
You need the need. Path, path, pass.
Take care, brush your hair.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.